empty traditions. The Old Testament mentions that hand washing is a requirement on certain occasions. Exodus 30 verses 17 to 20 requires the priests to wash their hands and feet before offering sacrifices or entering the tabernacle. According to 1 Kings 7:38, Solomon's temple contained 10 brazen lavers to allow for this washing. Jewish rituals. The Jews added more to the requirement of the law. Occasions for hand washing included before eating bread, after eating bread, definition of bread, before eating dip fruit or vegetables, before worship, before the priestly blessing, after sleeping, and other occasions. Laws of washing included material and size of the vessel for washing, blessing said before washing, manner of pouring the water, quantity of water, mandatory distance backward and forward to be walked for appropriate washing, and exceptions to the distance. The Gemara of the Babylonian Talmud indicates that washing before meals is so important that neglecting it is tantamount to unchastity and risks divine punishment in the form of sudden destruction or poverty. Christ's perspective. Christ highlights their hypocrisy, citing various examples. He exhorts them to focus on cleansing and purifying the thoughts and intentions of their hearts and minds. He encourages to show love, service, and genuine concern for those in need. He addresses them as blind guides and accuses them of using these laws as a front to greed and wickedness. When the disciples mention that the leaders are taking offense, Jesus is nonplussed. He says, "Let them be. Don't let them bother you. Don't bother with them. They will self-destruct." Jesus does teach and warn even the hardest people, and their response does not faze him. He knows who is in control. Many times we're anxious about the evil in our midst, particularly in leadership. While we do need to speak up, there are also times to let go and let God. He is all-powerful and in control. He will rise in power to fulfill His purposes through us and those around us. How about us? Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis was the founder of antiseptic procedures. Prior to that, doctors often refused to wash their hands because their hands looked clean, costing countless lives. Just like the dangerous viruses and bacteria are invisible, spiritual dirt is often invisible to the human eye. Our focus should be on our hearts and minds. We should seek God's help in being pleasing in His eyes. Reflection. What are some good traditions that have turned negative? How can we make something positive out of them and help others do so?